The devotion to the divine mercy, central to the devotion, is our attention on the Lord's passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. And it's natural to meditate upon the suffering of our Lord Jesus. But as we reflect on our Lord's passion, it's also helpful to reflect on the people involved. Then we start to see Pilate's skepticism and the good thief's trusting faith. It was trusting faith and humility of the thief that was able to help him understand his situation. He recognized that he was at fault, accepted the fact that he was a criminal. He accepted the punishment he received. He knew he was guilty. And then he was also able to look upon our Lord Jesus and trust. And what was his reward? Paradise. This day you will be with me in paradise. We need to hear these words in our heart. And what about Pontius Pilate? His concern for his own welfare. Me, myself, and I. We should ask ourselves, how do I identify with Pilate? Pilate could not defend the Son of God who stood there before him. So we need to look at ourselves and ask, what part of me is like Pontius Pilate? How many times have I been silent and not defended the teachings of Christ our Lord? You know, the reputation of Jesus as a prophet would have been known to Pilate. He would have heard about all the miracles, the people that were healed, the blind that could see, and all the demons that were driven out. But even then, he could not see the light. I mean, was he asleep? I don't think so. I think he was just ignorant. But I suspect he didn't want to know. He was so absorbed with his own greatness. After all, he was the leading authority in the region. He had a great deal of power, so many men under him, and he ruled. Yet Pilate was unable to acknowledge the King of Kings when he stood right in front of him. But you know, Pilate's wife said, "Don't do it." She had better discernment. Now, sometimes, men, you do have to listen to your wives. Of course, Pilate was not an average man. He was a big shot, he ruled. But in that, he closed himself up even when his wife warned him. She understood, as it says in Matthew 27:19. While he was still seated on the bench, his wife sent him a message. "Have nothing to do with that righteous man. I suffered much in a dream today because of him." We don't know what Pilate said to his wife, but certainly he disregarded her warning. But you see, as we read the Passion of Christ, Pilate also started to struggle. He found no fault in our Lord Jesus. But unfortunately, he was influenced by fear. He was afraid when they started screaming, "Crucify him, crucify him." He was weak. Even with all that worldly power that he had, he was weak. He stood there and beheld our Lord, our Savior, his Savior. At least Jesus wanted to be his Savior, but Pilate rejected him. He would not stand up for him. And the good thief, he may not have had much love in his heart. Presumably, he lived a life for himself, stealing. But he had some humility, enough humility to recognize his own guilt and behold his Savior. Pilate, in his exalted position, lacked humility. It made him weak. You know, we cannot grow in love without humility. And our gospel reading today is about love. "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me." Which brings us to Judas Iscariot, another pivotal character in the Passion of our Lord. And what do we know about him? Well, we're told in John 12:6, he said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. Here we have another thief. He didn't even care about the poor. He lacked love. And what did our Lord say? Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Clearly, Judas the Iscariot did not love our Lord Jesus. He did not keep his commandments. But unlike the good thief, he lacked that humility to accept the truth. You know, truth and love go together. You can't have love without truth. And our Lord Jesus came into the world that we might know truth. Then he died this brutal death that he might send us the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. You know, in our modern world, there's very little truth. We have an abundance of deceit, confusion, and chaos. When our Lord Jesus spoke about the end times, he said in Matthew 24:12, "And because of wickedness is multiplied, most men's love will grow cold." You know, the world has never been able to accept the truth of the gospel. And so wickedness has multiplied. And just as our Lord said, men's love has grown cold. But the good thief had enough humility to ask for mercy. And as the church climbs Calvary, we need to embrace humility and profess the truth. It leads to a deeper love, and our reward will be paradise. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. And that is paradise.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.